Support for today's show comes from Skillshare.com. Now, Skillshare is a site where they have thousands of courses and lots of course instructors to help you not just simply professionally, but personally as well. I know I have a number of my classes there, and it's one price per month, and it's unlimited access to content. And they give you a 7-day free trial. So you can take all my classes that way. And if you decide not to renew, okay, you decided not to renew, I'm fine with that. But I'm just simply saying it's a place where you can learn and grow and not have to worry about spending hundreds of dollars for courses like so many instructors make you do. Again, use the link in the show notes, get a 7-day free trial. It will make a difference in your job search and so much more. And we'll be back in just one moment. Episode 2225 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. You have No BS Job Search Advice Radio coming. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. And welcome to today's show, which is about one of those resume mistakes people make much too often. Hope you're not making it. Hope we can correct it with this show. And we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from EdEureka. EdEureka is a service where, for those of you who work in technology, you already know you've got to keep your skills up to speed or else you're going to be washed out at some time. So I'll simply say EdEureka makes it inexpensive and effective for you to learn what you need to learn in order to stay current in your field or to learn skills in order to transfer to something completely different. Follow the link in the show notes. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And we'll be back in just one moment. You know, there's a resume mistake that people make all the time, and it's so dumb, but let me just lay it out for you. You know how there are different versions of Microsoft Word and of Acrobat, and things display differently in different versions of the software. Yet individuals insist on laying out that their resume is continued on the next page, and then when you're looking at the resume in a different version of Word or Acrobat, it's in the wrong spot on the page. So for example, I was just talking to someone working with his resume, and page 2 of 3 was listed about a third of the way down in page 2. And page 3 of 3 was listed about a half of the way down on page 3. Obviously, doesn't look well, and it's not your intention. And yes, you can go, well, they'll understand. But you put so much time and effort into your resume, why are you giving people a half-assed presentation? That wasn't what you set out to do. Don't settle. So rather than do that, just avoid it. Avoid it altogether. Also avoid doing the page numbering on your resume. You know, in that example, or someone else this morning sent a resume where they did experience continued. But I know it was supposed to be at the top of the page, but instead it wound up being about halfway down the page. So just avoid these kind of notations about where it's supposed to be in the document. They just don't work. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition to a new service where you can practice mock interviews, if you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!